From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Rebecca C. Lewis reports in City and State that New York Republicans in the state Senate are suing to force a vote on Governor Kathy Hochul's chief judge nominee, Hector LaSalle. Democrats already voted the nomination down in committee, but now Republicans want to force a full Senate vote on the judge. Republican State Senator Anthony Palumbo, the ranking minority member of the Judiciary Committee, filed the lawsuit in state court February 9th. Last month, the Judiciary Committee voted 10-9 against LaSalle's nomination. Generally, if a nominee or a bill is voted down in committee, it does not reach the Senate floor for a vote. But Palumbo said in a statement, and I quote, "Justice LaSalle is entitled to a full up or down vote by the full Senate, not as a courtesy, but because the Constitution requires it," end quote. Mike Murphy, a spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins, said in a statement, and I quote, "It is embarrassing but not surprising that the Senate Republicans have no basic understanding of law or the Constitution," end quote. Read more about this story in City and State. Larry Rulison reports in the Times Union that the Bethlehem Planning Board on February 7th approved the 72-unit Selkirk Reserve apartment complex off Route 9W, bringing some affordable housing in the southern Albany County closer to reality. Town Board approval is still necessary to approve the $20 million project. The development is getting more than $12 million in tax credits from the state. Everyone from the governor to activists agree there is an affordable housing crisis in the Hudson Valley and throughout New York. U.S. Census Bureau data reports that the average rent in Bethlehem is $1,800 a month, above the, and I quote, affordable, end quote, price range for the average Albany County resident. At this project called Selkirk Reserve, rents would be lower than $1,400 for a three-bedroom unit, and 12 apartments would be set aside for military veterans. If the town approves the project that is located on vacant land near the Jericho Drive-In, construction could begin in the spring. Read the full story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that Prattsville is getting some state grant money to improve some of its major roads. On February 9th, New York State announced $100 million in funding for state roads impacted by extreme weather. In Prattsville, there is $759,000 to resurface Route 23 from the bridge over the Schoharie Creek to Route 23A, and $448,800 to resurface Route 23A from 0.03 miles east of Route 23 to 0.02 miles west of Airport Road. State Senator Michelle Henchy was included in the press release for the funding announcement, saying, and I quote, "Our local roads are essential to a thriving economy and public safety, and these substantial investments will have a direct impact on improving the infrastructure people rely on every day, while also ensuring that the cost of upgrades don't fall on local municipalities," end quote. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.